Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're going to Slana, a community of about 150 people at the start of the Nabesna Road. It was one of the last spots in the country to stake a homestead.
My name is Joy Hobbs, and I've lived in Slana since 1985. Slana was the last of the federal homesteading area. It opened up for homesteading, I believe, in 1983, and we came towards the end of the homesteading, and we do tourism here, and my husband is a trapper, and I also make hats and mittens and muffs and collars and things out of furs. So we live a semi-subsistence lifestyle here. There's also North Solana. We live in South Solana Settlement, and there's also North Solana Settlement, and those people have to go in across the Solana River and hike into their places back there. So it's really spread out. We're surrounded by mountains, actually. Yeah, we have a great view of the Wrangell Mountains from where we live, of Mount Sanford, and then the Nuksoatten Mountains and the Mentasta Range also. The school employs quite a few people, and a lot of it is seasonal work. People might go work the fishing industry during the summer and then come back and live here during the winter months. You know, employment is a tough one. That's probably why the community is a little bit unstable. There's always a turnover of people here. It's a pretty cool little place, actually. It's on the other side of McCarthy, and the Nabesna Road is the only other road that goes into the Wrangell Park. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful drive, and there's a lot of good hiking down there. And, you know, the Solana canoe trip is an awesome trip. It's really super easy. We take a lot of youth groups down, even. So it's just, it's a pretty little spot. So people are friendly here, and it's a good place.
Joy Hobbs lives in Slana. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio.